This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. House prosecutors have ended their case against former President Donald Trump, putting the blame for last month's deadly Capitol riot squarely on the then president. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
For 2 days, prosecutors said Trump spent months riling up backers with claims that the election was stolen, then summoned them to Washington and ordered them to fight like hell.
He said it. And they did it.
House impeachment manager Jonah Goose and fellow prosecutors said the rioters who ransacked the Capitol say they acted on what they saw as a direct order from the commander-in-chief, mounting a deadly attack to what prosecutor Ted Lieu called the president's glee.
President Trump did not once condemn the attack.
Trump's lawyers are expected to take less than a day to present their case, and the ex-president is likely to be acquitted, with several Republicans saying the Democrats' case did not sway them. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
One of former President Donald Trump's lawyers is calling the presentation by the House impeachment managers offensive. David Schoen told reporters on Thursday that Democrats were making a movie and had yet to tie the January 6th siege at the U.S. Capitol to the former president.
I think they're making a movie, you know. They haven't in any way tied it to Donald Trump. And I think it's offensive, quite frankly, and it's in the fitness of the healing process to continue to show the tragedy that happened here. Donald Trump is condemned. And it, I think, cares with the American people.
Trump's legal team is expected to begin presenting its opening arguments on Friday. A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials off slightly, but the S&P and the NASDAQ higher. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app.